Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 433. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off with a new track from Superchunk. That song is called Reagan Youth. It's on the album What a Time to Be Alive, that comes out next week, February 16th, on Merge Records. It's not my favorite Superchunk record ever, and it's not as good as the last kind of reunion album, but it's a good album, and I think if you listen to it, you're going to find some tracks you like. I really like that one there. Definitely the gutsiest of the lot. Anyway, lots of music for you this week. Much of it in the 77 punk or power pop or just, you know, some solid indie rock like we heard there. I'm not going to take you too far afield this week, so relax. This is going to be a good one. Here's Dirty Fences. The song is Message from Anyone. Lovely couple of tracks there, starting with the Dirty Fences. That song is called Message from Anyone. It's on the band's album Goodbye Love that came out last year, October, I think, on Greenway Records, a band based out of New York City. And then followed them with the Rubs with the song Wrong Right Girl from the album Impossible Dream, also came out last year, May, on Hozak Records. That band originally from Chicago, though Joey Rubbish has just moved down to Kansas City, built himself a band built out of the Whiffs, and now Kansas City has a new power pop band, which is such good news. Both those albums are really good. Should have picked them up last year. Not sure why I didn't, but I caught the bands last week, I think, at the Hickory Union Moto, and definitely had to get both of those albums after seeing them live. Anyway, more music for you. Let's keep running. This is Locals the Drippies. The song is called Bad Boy.
Now, you and Yoko here turn music into school. What are you going to do, start handing out band homework?
I just want to play the song right, Daniel!
Go join the marching band, geek.
You know what? Shut up! At least the marching band can play something right twice in a row.
You are a dumbass, Andopoulos. Rock and roll don't come from your brain. It comes from your crotch. And if you ever got any Mr. Cute shorts, you'd know that.
Wasting my time. Y'all sitting down in the cars, I'm sorry that I'm fine. I know the fact y'all can't do it too. Go into the town. More of this town is hard to say. And I wanna be with you. But I never play the joy. Maybe the fucking great don't know what time I say. But you do very well. Bitch, take a look at me. Take a look at me. Let us welcome in my own game. We'll be right back.
short set. That was Go Generation with the song Blue Brigade. That is the A side of the band's Blue Brigade 7-inch, which kind of a rush release, a self-release to get out before the Sporting Kansas City season started. I think that's a demo version, but they're happy to see that on some beautiful blue vinyl. And I'm going to give away a copy of that. I've got a copy of it, some stickers, some buttons or badges, rather. So go ahead. First person to mail me and tell me... who's singing for Go Generation now? You're going to get that 7-inch. I'll ship that out to you. Before that, we heard from the Drippies with the song Bad Boy. That's on the Fuck a 7-inch. Here's the Drippies. Originally intended for a 7-inch, the band broke up, so they just released it on cassette and gave it away or sold it at their last show, I forget which. So that came out back in August of last year. Two wonderful songs on there, Bad Boy and Summertime, which I was so happy to hear them recorded before they closed up shop. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music for you. We're going to keep it rolling. This is Happy Accidents with the song Wait It Out.
Lying at the crowd.
Man, this feels like a Too Much Rock podcast, doesn't it? We started that set off with Happy Accidents, the song Wait It Out. This album is called Everything But the Here and Now. It doesn't come out until next week, February 16th, on Alcopop Records, a band based out of London. Definitely has kind of an early Belle and Sebastian vibe to it. I really, really like that album a lot. And you're going to be hearing more about my love of that album at the end of the year, I'm sure, because it's just an early contender right there. After that, we heard from Constant Insult from Minneapolis. The song was called Lives We Meant, and it's on a demo that came out, I think, December 30th of last year, just a self-released demo. I think maybe even digital only, but boy, it deserves more than that. That band is so, so very good. Anyway, we're about out of time, so let me wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 433. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Twitter or Facebook or Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, something coming up tonight, Pedro the Lion at the Record Bar. On the 11th, we've got Max Sabbath at Knuckleheads. And on the 13th, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club at the Truman. On the 23rd, Red Kate is playing a release party for the next Too Much Rock single at Davies. And then they're revisiting that on the 3rd at Mills for the All Ages set. Tiny Moving Parts are playing on the 4th at the Bottleneck, or you can see Watain at the Riot Room, depending on if you're emo or black metal. On the 6th, Bully is at the Record Bar. On the 11th, Ott is at the Riot Room. On the 13th, They Might Be Giants at the Truman. And at the 24th, Casket Lottery is playing Bottleneck, and I think that's with Radar State, so that should be a good show. Anyway, that's a view for a few weeks out anyway. Looking at the website, a few new things happening. There's the photos and video of the Bell Game Spirit the Spirit Jake Wells show. There's photos and video of the Whiffs Dirty Fences, Rubs, and Drugs That Addicts show that I mentioned earlier, and photos and video out there of the Architects and Hip Shot Killer show that happened last Friday at The Brick. So there we go. I've got one last track for you here. Want to play a track by Turbo Negro. This is from the band's new album, just came out February 2nd, called Rock and Roll Machine, and it was released on Burger Records, oddly enough. I think that's a first for the band. Weird to see them there. The song I'm going to play is called Skinhead Rock and Roll, and it feels a little like, oh, say 1986 Van Halen. I don't know. It's a weird thing. Lots of keyboards. Solos are often given to guitar instead of guitar. So it's a very different Turbo Negro than you're used to, and not quite as bold. I think there's one track on the album that kind of feels classic. The rest, I don't know. Maybe it's a little neutered, but in some ways, yeah, that polish is also nice. So here's a track for you. Figure it out on your own. This is Turbo Negro with the song Skinhead Rock and Roll. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.